President Biden said Friday that he would visit the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse because, like that bridge, Biden is no longer connecting with black communities. You gotta read the polls.
Wow.
I should be back in
mostly a protest, but fires have been started.
That joke spawned about 1,000 think pieces on the left about how bad it went over and what a bomb it was and how dare he. And again, this is part of the whole thing of comedy belongs to the left. And if you even make the slightest joke that could cost Biden the election, don't do it. Don't you do it, SNL. Don't you dare cost Joe Biden this election and put Donald Trump back in the White House. That's absolutely what journalists would say. SNL is pretty much a show for journalists anyway. Comfortably Smug put that on Twitter, and to this day it still makes me fist-shakingly angry that how right he is on that. I can't imagine what kind of professional existence one might have as like a media critic for the Daily Beast or the New Republic or any of these progressive blogs, where your job is to sit there and watch comedians and scold them for telling jokes you don't like. That feels shallow and exhaustive to have that kind of job. Sit around and make sure the comedians are all telling media-approved jokes because democracy is at stake or something. It's April 2nd. It's a new month. Welcome back to all of those that re-upped your monthly subscriptions. There was this thing that happened when I did an episode Saturday, and it really was just kind of a filler. I didn't have a ton. But it came out that the White House was recognizing Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. And now we're on the other side of that, and this has demonstrated a few things about our media, a few things about what this White House is and how it's run, and then how they think they can just kind of gaslight everyone with zero consequences. I literally felt like I was going insane yesterday because this story or this, I mean, I call it a huge blunder by this White House, demonstrates the whole kind of paradigm of how media narratives work. White House does something stupid. People notice White House does something stupid. The media reports people are pouncing on White House doing something stupid. Not that the White House did something stupid. It's people are noticing that they did something stupid. Seizing, pouncing, Republicans say, whatever. Elderly man with poor memory gets confused. Press asks him a question, and then they let it go. They ask him one question that doesn't add up, and they go, oh, thanks for your time. And then Karine Jean-Pierre comes out and lies to their faces, and they take it. And we know that what I'm about to go into, if this was Donald Trump, Jim Acosta would still be in the briefing room with his tie around his head, Rambo style, screaming at the White House press secretary about truth and honesty. And this would go on for a week. What am I referring to? Well, it became a bit of a controversy that on Easter Sunday, that the White House chose to recognize Transgender Visibility Day with a lengthy statement, as well as a Twitter X post from the POTUS account on that website. And it included a bright graphic of pink and light blue and white. And then underneath it was the bare minimum, Happy Easter to all. Thank you. So something certainly took precedent over something else. And the White House is trying to excuse the fact that Easter just falls on the final Sunday of every year, and this year it just happened to fall on Transgender Visibility Day, which should tell you everything about what they prioritize. That Transgender Visibility Day, I guess, is such a sacred national holiday that it couldn't be moved one or two days to before Easter, or like today, April 2nd. Would anyone be upset? Would the transgender community be like, you didn't recognize it on March 31st? That's our day. No. Instead, they said, well, Easter just happened to fall. Like, one of the two most sacred holy days of the Christian faith just happened to fall on Transgender Awareness Day. Oops, nothing we could do there. That was literally Karine Jean-Pierre's excuse, and I'll get to that. So this caused a kind of a kerfuffle online, and it did so to the point where the press asked Joe Biden about it. And they did so at the Easter egg roll yesterday, and you might not think that this is a big deal. There's no footage of video of the Easter egg roll at the White House anywhere. I know because I asked around to people that would be good at finding those things. And there's some footage of him at before where he's kind of licking a baby. And then there's brief footage of Hunter Biden leading him around a media rope line. And that's another thing that our press seems to not have any questions for. How is it appropriate for the son of the president, who is currently indicted by that president's DOJ, to just be crashing on Marine One at the White House like he's just regular old son? Hunter Biden is facing several federal indictments, and he's crashing on the Oval Office couch. That feels kind of a bit scandalous, but nope, the media treats Hunter Biden like he's just the poor son of the president. Leave him alone, he's just a child. So a currently indicted on federal charges is a guy just being able to walk around the White House grounds, as if that's not a security threat or a conflict of interest. Just like when he attended the White House Correspondents' Dinner and Merrick Garland was there. It just reeks of dirtiness in who Joe Biden is. Just the smell of being in D.C. for 45 years all over him and the seediness that would come along with that. It's weird to me that there's no video footage in the year of 2024 of a harmless Easter egg roll, and we know why there's not. It's because either last year or the year before, as I said Saturday, Biden had to be wrangled by a fucking Easter bunny from talking to the media. And they had to be guided back to his special little area when he started talking about Afghanistan. That was one of those instances where you're like, who's running the White House? Is it the fucking Easter Bunny or is it the president, who should turn to the Easter Bunny and say, I'm talking to these people. I'm the goddamn president. Leave me alone. But he doesn't. He goes and follows the Easter Bunny's instructions. Well, the situation with Transgender Visibility Day isn't so much about the Visibility Day. And I read that long Twitter thread on Saturday about all of the Visibility Days. And it's not even about, say, transgender people or that movement or that theory, whatever it is. This very much has nothing to do with that issue. As much as this has to do with a president who really doesn't appear to be in charge of anything and a media who's not curious about any of it, to the point of making excuses for it. And then when they're questioned about it, they just flat out lie. And then it's dropped. It's a one-day thing. The media doesn't keep going on it. And like you said, if you have a Donald Trump in there, this is the kind of just stupid lie that would be a week-long news cycle. It would be all over CNN, be MSNBC, Jim Acosta would be going apeshit in the briefing room, like the baby on the roof in Train Spotting, and Michelle Sander would be throwing chairs, and all of them would just be going crazy on Trump's press secretary. But we get one feeble question and one unacceptable answer, and it demonstrates that despite how trivial this might be, and I would argue it's probably not that trivial, and they know how bad this actually went over, that they still feel the need to spin and lie and lie and lie. So it became a controversy that blew up. It said, why is this White House prioritizing Transgender Visibility Day over the holiest, the second holiest Christian holiday, not even holiday, just event day of the year? Well, because everything is politics to this White House. And I would argue this even goes back to why Biden would not meet with the families of the Nashville religious school shooting, the Christian elementary school shooting. Instead, they propped up the Memphis 3 or whatever on gun control. But it's why they could not be seen talking to this family, because it would upset the transgender community. Because as I've said, whether it's Palestine or it's transgenderism, they are always the oppressed. And if you are the oppressed, you cannot by definition be the oppressor, even when you are a non-binary person walking into a school and shooting and killing elementary school kids and administrators. That person is still the victim. This is how this works. And this is how this White House operates. Biden was asked about it, and there's not video footage of it. This was a pool report. Because I don't know if the White House restricted video access. I think that they did. There were some still photographs going around of Biden and his pontoon boat shoes. So all we got was reporters. Who asked Biden this question? Somebody in the pool report framed this as Speaker Johnson criticized. Because Mike Johnson came out and criticized the fact that this White House was prioritizing Transgender Visibility Day, whatever that is, over Easter Sunday. And like I said, all the White House had to do was go, what is going to be the optics of this? Let's just recognize it on Thursday before Good Friday, or maybe even just that prior Saturday. Although I would argue that it would be blowback then, but something like yesterday or today. Yesterday, they'd be like, oh, they're going to just call us April Fools. You could have done it today or tomorrow, and nobody would have fucking cared. Instead, this White House, stupidly, because they are so beholden to their lunatic fringe base, walks into another buzzsaw. So Biden's wandering around the Easter egg. Huh? He's being led around by his degenerate son, looking like he's completely lost. And per the pool, here is the question. Speaker Johnson called it outrageous that Easter Sunday was Transgender Day of Visibility. What do you say to Speaker Johnson? What do you have to say to the Speaker of the House noticing that your White House did this completely unnecessary thing? As opposed to the question being posed to the president himself about, hey, why is your White House prioritizing or recognizing, you know, Transgender Visibility Day on the Christian holiday of Easter? Because these are two kind of factions that, let's say, don't really get along. Aubrey Hale in Nashville prove that. And Biden said he's thoroughly uninformed. Of what? Did the journalist then follow that up of what's he wrong about? Somebody asked him uninformed how, and Biden said, I didn't do that. There's several variations of this, saying Biden's did not recognize. Mike Johnson's sitting here going, the fact, it's kind of outrageous that the White House is recognizing Transgender Visibility Day on Easter. And then Biden's asked about it, and he's, I didn't do that. You didn't? Because a good reporter right there then says to the old man, well, here's your president proclamation. Quote, you just hold it up on your phone at him. Therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim. That's pretty unequivocal to somebody not doing something. March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I didn't do that. Now, granted, he could have forgotten. But the excuse the White House is saying, and I said this on Saturday, that I kind of thought that this wasn't the biggest deal because this has been going on since like 2009 with Obama, just the final Sunday in March. And this year it just happened to coincide. But that's what I mean. This is not some sacred holiday that can't be bumped a couple of days to avoid the controversy. And I said this on Saturday, which is, how is that lowering the temperature thing going? Because a president in a White House that was interested in lowering the temperature wouldn't do this. This is 100% about division and keeping people angry and satisfying a very low percentage of your lunatic base, as opposed to just going, what would the lower the temperature thing to do here? It would be, okay, Easter falls on this Sunday this year. Let's just move this Trans Visibility Day, even though we've been talking about it. We just had, you know, topless influencers from TikTok running around the White House grounds or whatever. I think we've recognized them quite a lot. You've been listening to the Versus Media podcast, free member version. To get the rest of the podcast, additional segments, as well as comments, questions answered on the podcast as part of the community, please consider joining one of my three subscriber tiers. There's a monthly, then there's a yearly, and then there's a founding tier as well, which I will participate in chats with members weekly and offer some other perks. You're always, of course, welcome to stay a free member here, and there's, of course, no obligation to subscribe. But you should, because that's where all the fun actually happens. This is the Versus Media podcast on Substack, and as usual, don't ever talk to journalists.